Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 11 verse 1. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Here the Apostle Paul encouraged the member in Corinth, invite them and encourage them to become an imitator of Jesus Christ. Our life focus is not something else. We do not follow somebody else or anybody, but we follow the Jesus Christ. So our life goal is to be like Jesus Christ. So molding our life and cultivate our life to be like Jesus Christ. Maybe throughout our life, we cannot reach up to be like Him, but at least we can try through our life. So this is our life goal is. When I studied the 2 Corinthians, that is related to the other scriptures, such as like the book of James and the book of Peter. These James and Peter, both of them, they all die for the Lord. When they focus on their life, they're willing to take the suffering. So they want to know what the meaning of suffering. So they define the meaning. They understood what the true meaning of suffering. So they learn from the Jesus Christ. So they can be strong, they can be courageous to face on any difficulties. That's why they make their life the successful journey for the Lord, and also they glorify God. When you look at the book of Peter, also this book, it's very encourages us. And this book of Peter gives us true hope. And if we become an imitator of Jesus Christ and we prepare ourselves, then suffering itself become our hope. So suffering equals hope. But then now 21st generation is very comfortable. This is a great challenge. And for me and for you, it's all a challenge. Life, there's a great comfort in our generations. We have everything what we need. And our parents' generation prepare and provide for us. So we don't have that much of challenge in our life to be better, to be equipped ourselves. But we have to understand the meaning of suffering so that we can follow Jesus Christ to prepare for true hope and living hope, so that we can prepare for eternal life. Let's look at the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8. 8 and 9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obeyed him the source of eternal salvation. Here the writer of Hebrews also talking about Jesus Christ. So he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, so that he can make himself perfect for to open the way of salvation. Let us remember, because life is not easy. Whether we have a money or whether we don't have a money, but it's not a matter. But life is full of sufferings, a lot of stress. Even though you work a lot, you get a lot of money. But still, life is not that easy going. But our life, with the full of stress and suffering, but still, our focus to Jesus Christ, then the life is truly the meaningful life. Let's look at the First Peter. There's some several verses we look at it and see how he described, how he explained to us why we suffer. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Here, Apostle Peter, he defined in these manners why we go through the difficulties and trials, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of the Jesus Christ. So on the last day, we can have this precious quality in our life so that we glorify God, and also we turn out to be our own also glory also. This book, 1 Peter, written some of the reference books says 8064 and some says 63. I do not know what your Bible talk about, you know, those are study Bible, say what year. But roughly 60, 8064 and 63. But that time is in land of Judea, and the Roman Emperor has a great turmoil at that time. Because the Caesar, Nero, which is a crazy Caesar, he turned out to be more, mad himself. So he wanted to write a poem. So he let the burn all the city, the Roman. And from the distance, he's seeing the fire come out, you know, burning the city, and he's trying to write a poem. What a crazy man. But after this, the people start to complain. And who did it? And then the Caesar put all of this responsibility to the Christians. They did it. So that's that year, AD 64, the persecutions. The persecution is a very harsh persecution from then on, because all the people's the voice is to put all the, is to dump this responsibility to the Christianity. So that time, the persecution start, and all the Christians start to die, to be killed and died. At that time, the Peter, this book is written just before, at that instance. So, and also Peter died at that right after that. So after he wrote this First Peter, and within a year, possibly within a year or during the time, he died under the persecutions of Roman Emperor. There's a movie, it's a very famous movie there. Cubadis, have you seen the Cubadis? What's the Korean phrase? But the movie is old movie. Cubadis Domine, it's, there is a movie, yeah. It's one of the movie, it's very impressed me, that movie. They're showing a lot of persecution of Christian at them. And when Peter, when he run away from the Rome, from the persecutions, and he on the way out, but it's not in the Bible, but it's a legend, so it's, do not take it as a true fact. But on the way out of the Roman city, and he met the Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, his direction is toward to the city of Rome. And That's at that time the Peter asked Jesus Christ, "Kubadis Domine, Lord, you know, where are you going?" So Jesus says, "I want to go to the city where you, you know, run away from." So at that time, his heart is pierced. He promised to Jesus Christ before. He wants to dedicate his life for the Lord. But now he run away from the persecutions. But he knows there's a lot of, you know, still there are a lot of Christians in the city, but he wants to kill only himself. He run away. And then he repent and he turned his head back to the city, and then he died for the Lord there. We know the legends saying that he died, when he died on the cross, he saying that it's not deserved to die the same way like Jesus Christ. So he upside down himself and die for the Lord. When I look at the first Peter, can tell that he really prepared, actually. He prepared for suffering. But that he understood suffering itself gave him a great hope and a living hope for the eternal life. Let's look at the first Peter chapter 2, verse 20, 21. First Peter chapter 2, verse 21. "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps." Here he described the step of Jesus Christ is the step of suffering, many difficulties in his life. But why he called us? Because led us to follow his steps. So if we become a true Christians, if we're willing to take the true Christians, there is a lot of possible suffering in our life. But we can take it. But each time when we step on for the suffering, is really meaningful, because the true hope to come alive, to give us a great comfort in our life. Let's look at another verse, chapter 3, verse 14. "But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear their intimations, and do not be troubled." Yes, it's verse 14, at the beginning, say, "Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness." And this is very important passage, that what is the focus in our life? We live for our own self, our own benefit, our own satisfactions. All our life is focused to Jesus Christ. So during this 2 weeks of NYTS, let us clearly define our goal and your life and my life. Truly our life goal is ahead to the Jesus Christ or something else. We want to holding the word and holding God together. So we want to, you know, for secure for both of the side. God, you know, the Bible and all the message gives us, choose the Lord and follow his step. Even the suffering, you can take it so that your hope can be strong for the eternal life. So this is the encouragement from the Bible. So let us, from the young age, if we fully define and we clearly define our goal and our way of our life, then no matter anything happen in our life, even all the sufferings, and the suffering itself gives us a great benefit, even gives us a great comfort on the way of a path of our life. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. "Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose. Because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Verse 2. So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God. He also, this verse also encourages us. This in the human nature is everything is comfortable, the way is smooth, that we do not think about the sufferings, which is like a California, always a sunny days. Somebody prepare, but not many people prepare for the umbrellas. So many times I can tell, because you know, during the day of a rainy, and when you go to college, you can tell the campus, many people, they just run away and to the, you know, their own class because they don't have umbrellas. But I can tell East Coast is very different. They always prepare the umbrella, always carry in the car. So they're always ready. Anytime the rain just pops up and just cover them. This is that's a human nature. If we do not have experience open, then we don't prepare. And this is our human nature. And just like life, if life is too comfortable, and all the time, every time that what we wish, then we're all provided, then we don't really feel that there's a, you know, need, there's a no, you feel, we can say, we don't feel the need of God, because everything is comfortable. When I kneel down, well, I have money, I have a good job, I have a good family, what I ask for anymore? When I sit down and turn on the TV, the wonderful things are there. I have a wonderful, you know, video and audio systems, and I have wonderful children. They have a good grade in the school. Nothing problems. What we ask for to God? So sometimes when God intervene our life, sometimes twist our life, sometimes let us walk in the rough way of our life. Actually, it gives us a great benefit. Before we forget about, you know, true hope for the kingdom of God, which is a living hope. But when we are encounter difficulties, eventually we, you know, awakening our soul and find out, yes, there is a God. This life, there's a lot of difficulties, awakening our soul to find out the true hope. So this is a benefit for us. So chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. When he had talking about verse 2, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. And she did, you know, human natures that we forget about for the coming of Jesus Christ and our true hope for the kingdom of God. But since we have a flesh, we always follow the way, you know, the desire of the lust, our way of life. Then we forget about God. It is considered a great sin, actually, as a Christians. But that's why the God intervening in our life sometimes gives us trouble and trials. So let us to awakening our soul to prepare ourselves constantly for the kingdom of God. So when we encounter difficulties in your life, let us remember, this is the God's will. Before we complain to God, let us remember, this is the will of God. This is purposely God provide for us, for in our path, to let us to suffer, for let us to reveal true our life meaning, for the seeking for His kingdom and His righteousness. Let's look at the 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. First Peter chapter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd appeared, you will receive unfading crown of glory. This is the similar way of the Apostle Paul mentioned that he fight a good fight, and that he waiting for the coming of the crown of righteousness. So this word and it is equally the same. And when chief shepherd appeared, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. This is what we're seeking for. That's why we're willing to sacrifice ourselves, willing to giving up our which is sometimes uncomfortable, a little uncomfortable, a little bit an inconvenience. All this is we just giving up for the Lord, because we're looking for unfade crown of God. And this is what we're looking for. When we buy something, we pay something. This is our, you know, our nature. We know that. When you go out to buy a HD TV, then you pay a lot. But you want to see the good screens. But if you pay the only $200, then you cannot see the flat screen, but you have to use in, you know, small screens. How much you pay than what you got, which is we can say. So if your eyes, is spiritual eyesight is open, you can see the far side, then you can giving up something. The more you giving up, the better you got. This is a market system, you know, it apply to even our Christian life. So willing to giving up ourselves for the better things that we got from the Lord. So suffering, when we got the suffering, this is a great benefit for us. So in the future, anything that encounter difficulties, do not giving up. Do not complain to God, but this is what we can say, glory to God. When we encounter all the trials, and let it on, you know, to be joy. That's what, you know, James is talking about. Consider your all joys. Because James also understood. Because all the difficulties give him a benefit to be himself, to be perfect. We also same things. So before I end on this prayer session, I copied these seven questions. So it's meaningful. So I'd like to share with you. When in your prayer, you can ask ourselves that, is there anything, every time when we stand in front of Jesus Christ, is there anything shameful thing in the sight of Jesus Christ? Let us remove constantly, so that let us to stand firm with a full of confidence, so in front of Jesus Christ. This is a daily matters. You know, it has a sinful nature. We're constantly committing sins. So we have to ask ourselves. So in this way, we can cleanse ourselves to be better prepared for even on the future of even trial and difficulties. Because this way we can be strong and to make a strong relationship with the Jesus Christ. So they overcome all the difficulties. And second question is, your heart is willing to follow the way and the will of Jesus Christ from your heart. So we can ask ourselves every day. After you finish the daily life, and then before you go to bed and kneel down, you can ask yourself, do I have a true will to follow His will and His way? So that we can ask ourselves. And third one, seeking for true humility and true perseverance and true self-control. So this is also very important matters. Christian life need a great self-control, especially this 21st century. There are a lot of temptation out there. If you do not have self-control, if we do not have it, then we easily be tempted by the Satans. So self-control is very important matters. So perseverance, it helps us to bear our life to follow Christ. Humility also is a key word to make our Christian life successful. No matter how much you know the Word of God, no matter how much knowledge that you have, worldly knowledge, no matter how brilliant you are, but if you and I, if we lose humility, then we lose everything, which is even our own salvation. All these three character is come out of the EQs. You know, when we train our children, as a parents, we always let them to teach. Every guest that comes, you have to bow down to them. Say, well, this is a Korean way, but say hi, you know, hi. Remember, you have to say to hi them. But when they leave, when you play, but since you know the guests are coming, they leave, stop what you're playing, go even to the door, say goodbye. It's showing the humility. It's small things, but we're training them to have showing the humility and true in a proper manner to the people. And also endurance. We train our children to the endurance. When they like the candy, they want to take every time. They say, here's a candy. I want it. And then you just give them, take it. But we're training them. So you can take one, but the other one you cannot take today. You can take tomorrow. So that let them to train to endurance. So they're also helping them to their own self-control. Even the children learning that. So we Christians also learning the same way, same patterns. Of course, God never gave us, you know, little candy, but different ways. So let us remember that. So God training us as EQ, which is to have benefit to us. Another one is, we are truly free from the expectation of from the people's, you know, acknowledgement, which is like this. Well, human nature, we want to showing up ourselves to let other people get, you know, to praise us so that we can acknowledge us who we are. And this is our human nature. So we want to prove we are, you know, better than others. We showing that we are, you know, good. We are important persons. You know, this is our human desires. Can we free from this kind of, you know, stress, this kind of force from us? So let us be free from ourselves. Jesus never, when I look at the Bible, Jesus never think about such things. When other people accuse him, you accuse and accuse. Other people jealous, you jealous and jealous. He just go his way. He doesn't, you know, thinks that he respond to the people, you know, correct them. When other people jealous him, and say, you're not like a God. You're not like, you know, the one to save yours. If you think that way, that's fine. Just you go your way. Because your eyes is closed. But he's on over the path. That's a life, a Christian life. Many times why our emotions is such a way like a fluctuating, you know, from up and down. Because we many times too much sensitive about other people's. What other people look at us? What other people, you know, to acknowledge, you know, to us? And that kind of, you know, sense, too much sensitive, then we lose our own faith. Especially we are youth, we are young. Our focus is Jesus Christ. It's not the people's. They do their way, I do my ways. But from our heart, we can focus to God, to Jesus Christ, to follow him. This is a true way of Christian life. So let us be free from the other people's their own opinions. But we have to care, we have to be humble to them. We have to remember that. But then we have to be free from that. And then I look at myself. I'm really far from that. Sometimes encounters. Some people accused, and some people like, you know, say something that it's I am not. Then I try to explain myself. No. I am, it's not that way. See, somebody, no, this is wrong, and you're supposed to do this way, and sometimes I heard it, and no, I want to try to explain to them. Because I'm sensitive about the persons, sensitive about the criticisms. Then I learned that I'm still small man. We have to improve ourselves to be truly the big man, to be free from this. And the next question is, truly, we were willing to focus our life to sanctify our life to be ready for the kingdom of God. We know that the justification we justify when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Now is our way to sanctification. Day by day, we have to be better our life. Something we do better, so that we can improve our Christian life. That's another one. So that on the last day, we can be glorified. And the last question is, truly you and I, our Lord, Jesus, to invite our true Lord. So that which means we want to be servant of Christ. You and I, we are all the servant of Christ. Let us be the servant of Christ.